Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Brown, Run On Empty, and you're on Crazy Nation Radio. All right, it's Saturday night. Hey, everybody, how's it going? I hope you're all doing well. It's been crazy this week. The weather's been funny. Summer's coming soon. Ain't it crazy? Wow, man. What can you say? We just got to roll with the changes. I mean, right now I'm at 23 degrees, 0.9. It's fucking cold outside. I promise you that. But by Wednesday, it's going to be 75. My God, and my buddy Gunslinger told me it's going to be hitting 80 in fucking Texas. Anyway, man, we don't have seasons no more. We flip a fucking switch. You know, summer, winter. That's it. No spring, autumn, nah. None of those things, nah. Not anymore, I don't think. That could be me. But, I'm just saying, it's, what the hell? I'm sorry. That technical difficulty shit I go through once in a while, but not very often. But anyway, yeah, the weather is getting goopier than hell. I don't understand it. What's going to be next? I'm going to bring up some shit tonight that's going to really fuck your mind up. A lot of you folks on here, I get CNM on here. I got Donnie C's on here too. He's in his show right now. I just left that one. I'll start this one. Cause Saturday night, I like to do shows. But anyway, and they were on a lot of good topics, mostly racism and stuff like that. That's cool, but, I'm kind of a dead and gone thing to me. But anyway, But the other more important shit's happening right now. And there's something I'm going to bring up, but I'm going to wait till more people get here. Then I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to play a clip before, you know. I'm going back to the old fucking routine, so get used to it. God damn it. Anyway, damn it. But anyway, the point being is, you know, shit ain't right. And it's getting so fucking out of whack. I mean, out of fucking whack. And I'm going to bring up something that's going to blow your fucking minds. You ain't going to know what the fuck hits you when I talk about this, when I bring this conversation up in this night show. This is going to be fucking epic. I promise you that. It's something that nobody's paying attention to. Nobody's thinking about it, but I guarantee it's not happening. Or it is happening. Who knows? It can go in either fucking way. But the economy's taking a shit. That's one thing for sure. I guarantee the economy's going to fuck. Big retailers, restaurants closing up. Oakland, California is damn near empty. Empty. I mean, nobody. Them places are closing up as fast as they fucking open them. I don't even know why the fuck they even open them up. It takes so long to open a business in California any fucking way. Fuck them. Shove that state right up your fucking asshole. I mean, I do have some friends there, and I hope they get out of there. I hate to see anybody stuck in California, but get the fuck out as soon as possible. Run for your fucking lives, man. You know, but California's going to be part of that topic tonight that I'm going to tell you about. And it's just, you know, insane shit. Simply fucking unbelievable. And you know, fucking driving this ship, man. I know it ain't Biden, but I ain't even thinking of him at all. He's not even part of the conversation. Well, kind of, but, you know, really, who is driving the fucking ship, Captain? I don't see no motherfucker ever. Nobody's running the ship. This motherfucker's on a free fall, you know? You know, well, yeah, you're right, Gunn. Yeah, shoplifting. Yeah, well, you don't lock them up no more. Well, why not? Why not? You're asking for this. You want this to happen. You want these people to gang rape these fucking stores. You know, that's what they want. They want this. If you can go steal all this shit, I mean, I've seen a clip on a fucking guy walking to a phone store, took every goddamn phone out right in front of the middle of daytime, shove them in his fucking pants and walk out the fucking door. So, you know, man, wow. It's a psychotic fucking world we live in. And you wonder why shit's shutting down? Well, like I said earlier, you know, Donnie said, you know, you start closing this shit down, there goes your workforce. There goes your thing. People can't get a job. They can't work for money. So what else do? You steal for it. It's called the fit to survive. You know, if I have to do it, hey, fuck, I'll do it too. Especially if they're telling me it's okay to do it. And that's what they're doing. They're saying it's A-O fucking K. Rape, rob, and pillage all you fucking want because we don't care. You know? But, you know, why don't you just empty the prisons? See, that's the other thing about this shit going on too. People don't realize this stuff. The government has been cutting off money to these prisons. Because it was a cash cow. It was a cash fucking cow at one point in time. Prisons, man. That's where the money is. That's why you see, like I said before many times in the show, why you see these private prisons popped open. Why not? You're making so much money. The government's paying out big money. But the private prisons are slipping away because the government ain't paying that kind of money anymore. Operating expenses is more than they're fucking getting in. So, you know, it's a fuck you system. Anyway, we turn around in this society, in this day and time, we turn around, it's a fuck you system. How much can we fuck you out of everything you have? That's all there is to it. There's no competition no more. It's the competition is being fucked. How good can you fuck somebody? How good can you lie, manipulate, and fucking steal? That's the society we live in today. That ain't the society we used to live in yesterday. That has completely lost it. Even if Trump does win this, there's so much goddamn damage now, there ain't no fucking way it can be fixed overnight. Ain't gonna fucking happen. Promise you that. You know? I mean, if anybody could show me how they're gonna fix this shit and do it fucking right, Democrat, Republican, I don't give a fuck what you are anymore. That doesn't seem to fucking matter. Whatever happened to goddamn common fucking sense, you know? But there is none. There is no common fucking sense anymore. People just, why should I use common sense? Fuck no. I'd rather do something stupid. And let's take, for example, Hunter Biden. Let's use him for just fucking example. He's getting by with all kinds of shit. You know, he's got to show up a few hearings here and there. So what? No big fucking deal. You know? His daddy don't give a shit. So, you know. Anyway, I got some callers on the phone. I'm going to bring you on for a minute, but I got a clip I got to play. Welcome to the show. You got your hand up. Who are we talking to?
Yes, my friends. How are you? This is Brother Mo. Long time no talk to you guys. I love you guys, and I love your show. So, how's everything?
Good. Very good. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I know. Long time, man. Because everything you say, absolutely right. You know, if a country doesn't have a good border lines, then it's better not to have a country anymore.
Well, it's the leader. It depends on your leader. That's what we're talking about, the leader.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You have a weak fucking leader here.
You know,
the guy's fucking weak. So, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's sad to be, but it is, and it's a destroying of the country. They don't care. They don't care. We have been sold.
Yeah.
That's the whole point that I'm saying. We have been sold out. And you got everybody talking about racism and all this other shit. They did that for a reason. They invented racism. They want us to hate each other so we don't pay attention to them. They do all these subversions. You know what I mean? They don't want you to pay attention to them. It's a card trick.
For example.
You know, you don't know what's up my sleeve.
Ukraine.
Right. So,
Ukraine, mm-hmm. War, Middle East wars, and North Korea, everything are diversion here. So while we attention over here, there, every day they update us on what's going on, blah, 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 blah. But bottom line is, you know, like North Korea, if you put one inch is, I say, less than a centimeter, your leg mm-hmm. into North Korea, you will send to the FEMA camps.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So nobody
mm-hmm.
has the balls to cross North Korea or China or many other countries as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
But
right here,
we have a right now today, there were 212 Chinese came to the borderline today.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell they are doing, going to be coming and doing here and et cetera? I mean, we have another 400 came today. I mean, what's going on? I mean,
right. But I've seen media on that, on they've shown Chinese people coming over dressed to the nines. I mean, dressed nice, with money, coming over that border. Mm-hmm. How could you be dressed that nice and come across the border like that?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They have intention. The Chinese
absolutely.
Own so much property over here anyway. They own the majority of this country right now, and people don't even know it. But like I said, that's the sleight of hand. That's the sleight of hand game. You know, pay attention to what's in this hand, but you don't see what the other hand's doing. See what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what they've done. And they're doing now. This ain't nothing new. They want to kill every American business. They're trying to get everybody to collapse out, get rid of every fucking one of these big fucking American money-making fuckers so they can make pocket money. The best way to what these foreign entities or foreign people are doing that want to have all the power is telling these fucking politicians, you destroy this economy for me, and I will give you this, this, and this. I'll make
absolutely.
You a wealthy man. You'll never have to worry about nothing. At the same time, they're not realizing by them fucking us over, they're fucking themselves at the end because there is no winner. The house always wins. That's the fact. There is no fucking winner.
Yes.
You know, when
yeah,
it comes down to it.
Yes, brother. What's your name? I forgot.
My name is Ron.
Yes, brother Ron. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, for example, the three Americans died as a result of proxies with Iran, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they went and told them that we are coming to destroy you guys to the proxies. So proxies took everything out, and they put a few of the garbage over there, and then they came and hit the garbage, and they said, oh, we hit this and that. You know, Biden doesn't have a balls. You know, if it was Donald Trump or anybody else, okay, in charge, they had the balls, they would go already to the Iran and bomb the hell out of Iran, and Ayatollahs would be changing Iran, and as a result, the peace and tranquility for the Middle East would come back on. But Biden doesn't have a boss, my friend. Go ahead, sir.
No, Biden, no. Biden don't even know what the fuck he's doing, dude. That guy doesn't even know he's the president of the United fucking States. He thinks he is. He kind of has that little, that two-year-old mentality. The man, he's too old. He's senile. I mean, he has onset dementia. There is no way denying that. Every time I see him on television or any interview he does, he fucks it up badly. That's the onset dementia. I know what that is. So now, you know, but, you know, the Democratic Party cannot hide it. People behind it, it's running the show. You know, he's definitely getting that point. You know, he's get to that point to where I don't see him making it to run for this next presidency, first of all. And there again, Kamala Harris becomes the president of the United States of America. I already said it before Biden became president. If he wins this election, we are fucked. And I was right. If she becomes president of the United States, we are so fucked. I'm talking you, we, us, me. If you're in this country right now, you will be fucked. I mean, rich people I know are leaving the country, walking the fuck out of here, leaving because of this crazy.
Many
shit.
People already, yeah. They are. People are already, right. They are leaving,
right.
Because, you know, medically sucks. Doctors don't do any shit for patients anymore.
No.
The patient has to be dying position until they come and do something for them. I mean, there is no United States
well,
of America.
Well, you're kind of right. You're kind of right, but I'm going to stop you in that real quick. It ain't okay. Yeah, if you're on you're dying, then they're going to help you once you're on your deathbed. Nah, that ain't the way it works, bro. It depends if you have insurance. If you don't have insurance, you die. If you don't have the right insurance, you fucking die. If the insurance company don't approve you, you fucking die. That's
absolutely.
How that works. It's all controlled
yeah,
by the insurance companies. You're controlled by corporations because yourself, you're a corporation. And you're not considered a living thing. There is no emotional care anymore in this world. None. Nobody
right.
gives a fuck about anything. If you get emotionally attached to something, you're a fucking idiot. Because that ain't the way they accept you. You know, you might, I mean, I love that nice police officer. He's a really good guy, blah, blah, bless his heart. I have friends that are cops and I love them dearly. But problem is, I'm not going to dwell on it because the simple fact is they are part of the problem. You know, instead of helping the community, they're trying to get money for the rest. You see what I mean? How many times, when is the last time you've seen a goddamn fireman go up a tree and get a fucking cat out? Never. I seen a story just recently about that. A lady, her cat was in the tree. She called the fire department. They told her to go fuck herself. So that just goes to show you there's no public servants. Hey, Gunn, what's up?
Am I on? Yeah, you're right. You know, instead of the cops, and you see it all the time, instead of sitting there revenueing, making money for the city or the county, they should be going around and patrolling neighborhoods and businesses looking for crime. But no, they're sitting out there on the side of the road jacking off and waiting for a poor schmuck to get 5 miles over the fucking speed limit where they goddamn charge them $500.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. More. It's all about money. When you go to court, like I said, why go plea? Why go plea? Just walk up to the motherfucker and say how much you want. Because
yeah, how much
at
you
the
will...
end, that's what it's going to come down to be unless you hurt somebody, victim damage or fraud. You know, but then there again, like I said, I've proven many times in court where I said, well, how the fuck could the state be the victim? When, oh, it's always the state versus you, right? So the state versus me, okay, but the prosecutor is the state too, so is the judge. So that's three of the same. That's conflict of interest. What's wrong with that? And technically, did you know under the Constitution, a lawyer can't be a judge. What's up
absolutely.
With that?
Absolutely. And that is another thing too, my friend. On top of it, prescription of lies. You know, just Google it, prescription of lies, and you will see the journalist went deep inside to see is generic same as brand? No. Bullshit lies. You know, everywhere
right.
the doctors are sent out, oh, generic is bullshit. You know, brand name is much, much better even if it works. Sometimes even
right.
brand name doesn't work. Imagine the generic would be, they put a cancer material in it. I want you guys to Google prescription of lies and then read it and or YouTube it. The lady, she talks with one of the journalists, and for more than half an hour, she tells everything about generic drug sucks. And then you go fucking pharmacy, and pharmacy say, oh, generic. No, I want to pay a little bit more. Fuck insurance, but I want brand name. Use brand name much better. There are many ways to get, you know, zero cost anyway. So that's how you have to overcome all these barriers. Never get generic at all. Go ahead, sir.
Right, right. Well, but here's the problem, though. You have the insurance companies are not going to cover that. There's
no,
the catch 22 on that. You know?
No, if you have a PPO, most of the PPO, they cover it. But the question is, you know, you may have put a little bit money, $20, $30, hell with it.
Right.
Pay,
right.
Get a brand name, and,
right.
And it's like, you know, people don't spend any more anything. You cannot eat outside because now if you don't tip the Mexicans that they're cooking food for you, they give it
right.
to you cold, and you
mm-hmm.
can die from it. And,
mm-hmm.
And now everywhere they say, oh, give us tips. Oh, how much tips would you like to give us? Bullshit. You're going to the restaurant. It's their job. They're getting $20 an hour to making that fucking
mm-hmm.
hamburger. So
yeah,
that,
now.
If,
what is it, April,
so
California is $25 an hour.
Right.
Why minimum wage in California in April is $25 an hour.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
how
right.
could you survive that? How in the world could you fucking, Missouri
well, that,
just jumped at fucking 12, 25 an hour.
That's what I was telling you all ago. That's why them businesses are going out of business because the fucking shoplifters are cleaning them
mm-hmm.
out.
Well,
I
yeah.
mean, the shelves are bare.
Yeah.
And these people
yeah.
are standing around. Even security guards can't
right.
even do nothing about it because they've been told not
right.
to stop them.
Right.
I mean, just
yeah.
coming in on bicycles
and the
just
cops
running in.
For it.
And they don't
call
even
911 and say, well, what is your emergency? Well, that's not an emergency getting ripped off.
Yeah, yourself, no. I mean, could you actually, you could not, there's no way you could have a business. I don't care what you're selling. If
right.
these fuckers are allowed to do this like
right.
it is.
Right.
Now, if I was commander in chief out there, I'd be bagging me some little bastards, if you know what
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, well,
yep.
you got
you
more, you get, trust me, it's going to get much worse for the end of this year, I guarantee it.
Oh,
but hey guys,
yeah.
505,
oh, yeah.
you're on the air with us, 505. But check this out. I got to play this clip, guys. So I kind of you kind of knocked me off my balance a little bit. But anyway, I'll play this clip here, and we'll get back into this shit. And I'll bring out the surprise I'm fucking bring up about you. You're gonna it's gonna blow your fucking minds when I bring this up. You're gonna it's gonna put it this way. It's gonna knock you stupid. You're gonna you're oh my god, what the fuck are you talking about, Ron? But anyway, let's play this clip, and we're gonna find out about what the fuck is really going on in the real world. So let's check this out, and I'll be right back to you. All right, here we go.
Tonight, the business world continues to feel that impact of inflation. According to S&P Global, more than 230 companies have filed for bankruptcy so far this year.
Do you know that the total number of retailers facing closures and bankruptcy this year may be far higher than early estimates? However, 2023 saw the closure of retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond and Bye Bye Baby. Even restaurants got involved, with Boston Market locations shutting down and franchise owners closing Burger King and Hardee's locations. So, what can you expect from your local stores this year? Although the U.S. economy looks poised to avoid a hard landing in 2024, many businesses face potentially existential troubles of their own. However, according to the U.S. federal court system, spiking interest rates drag down many wobbling companies. So, here are a few retail stores that are facing imminent bankruptcy. 1. Ascena Retail. Ascena, the big shops behind Ann Taylor, Loft, Lane Bryant, and Justice, are hanging on by a thread, with their stock plummeting to a measly $1.50. That's less than a cup of coffee, huh? This retail giant, with a whopping 2,800 stores across the U.S. and Canada, has been flirting with disaster for quite some time now. We're talking about a company that's no stranger to the dark and murky waters of bankruptcy. Just a while back, in August 2019, whispers started swirling about Ascena's sky-high debt, sitting pretty at a jaw-dropping $1.4 billion. Can you imagine swimming in that sea of red ink? To make matters worse, they were cozying to bankruptcy law firms like it was a hot date. And the drama doesn't stop there. Ascena was in a nasty tug of war with landlords over their dress barn stores, owing a mind-boggling $302 million rent payment. They actually threatened to pull the ultimate Houdini act and vanish into the abyss of Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Fast forward to February 2020 and Ascena waved their magic wand to make Dress Barn disappear into thin air. Poof! Ha, just like that, over 650 stores vanished into the retail ether along with all that pesky debt. But at what cost, you ask? The price of hundreds of jobs lost and communities left in shambles. Still, this company that suffered a $125.8 million operating loss through the first 6 months of its fiscal year, that's the period that ended February the 1st, 2020, has seen dark days. Things have almost certainly taken a turn for the worse since then. Two, Joanne. Since the pandemic hit in 2020, her journey has been like a roller coaster ride filled with twists and turns. In the beginning, things looked bleak. Joanne's craft retailer faced tough times, just like many others in the industry. But then, something unexpected happened as people stayed home.
The second American Civil War is going to make the Israel-Hamas conflict look like child's play. And according to my trusted military contacts, growing your own food, preparing those bug-out bags, and stockpiling survival gear is not going to prepare you for what's about to happen. My name's Teddy Daniels. You may have seen me with Tucker Carlson or on several other trusted news sources. I'm a military veteran, covert intelligence operative, and Purple Heart recipient, which was an award I received after taking several bullets for my country in Afghanistan. I would do anything for my country and my fellow patriots, which is why I'm here to tell you about the conflict that could destroy America from the inside. I'm also going to show you exactly what I'm doing to prepare for this eventuality. Now, I know it's easy to blame the libtards, and as much as I dislike them, surprisingly, they're not the ones pulling the strings. Leaked documents I've accessed reveal this is all part of a three-phase insider job that's been years in the making. And the actual enemies are the two hammer and sickle countries you've heard so much about. Now, phase two is about to start. And this time, they will be directly targeting our critical infrastructure, food supply, and farmlands. I truly believe this could be the spark that finally explodes the powder keg. This could lead to at least a year-long famine that brings America to its knees and destroys us from the inside. And it's exactly what our enemies want. But you know what? I say the hell to that. I won't be a victim, and neither will you. Because I've just released an emergency broadcast that reveals the one thing you can do in the first hour of this attack that guarantees you will have enough food and water safely secured for you and your family for the entire year.
They rediscovered the joy of crafting. Joanne's business started to pick up, bringing a glimmer of hope. The momentum was strong. So strong, in fact, Joanne decided to take a bold step forward. In February 2021, Joanne filed for an IPO, a sign of confidence in her business's future. But as the year went on, challenges emerged. Despite the initial success, Joanne found it hard to maintain the momentum. To stay afloat last year, the retailer had to cut costs and restructure its operations. Unfortunately, this meant letting go of some valued employees. According to Credit Risk Monitor, the company's Frisk score is at 1, indicating a high risk of bankruptcy within this year. In just 12 months, the company's market capitalization plummeted by a staggering 89%. 3. Peloton. As gyms were forced to close temporarily and consumers spent more time at home, Peloton saw a boost in the early days of the pandemic. But as businesses began to reopen and consumers started to return to their old habits, Peloton struggled to maintain its momentum and to attract new customers. In February 2022, the at-home fitness company announced a plan to lay off 20% of its corporate workforce, or about 2,800 jobs, and pull back on capital expenditures. That wasn't all. Peloton co-founder and CEO John Foley announced he would step down, with Spotify and Netflix veteran Barry McCarthy replacing him. Foley became the company's executive chair. Recently, Peloton has faced several other challenges, including a product recall that impacted its financial results. The company also continues to see its sales decline. In its most recent quarter, Peloton reported revenue fell 6% year-over-year to $743.6 million, with connected fitness products revenue declining 16% and subscription revenue increasing 3%. And at the start of 2024, Peloton announced it partnered with TikTok to create custom content for the social media platform, including live and pre-recorded class clips. 4. Beyond Meat. Beyond Meat played a pivotal role in popularizing plant-based meats, sparking a revolution in how we think about food. Over the years, the plant-based meat sector has exploded, with Beyond Meat leading the charge. However, recent times have brought forth challenges for the company. In November, a TD Cowen report painted a concerning picture, suggesting Beyond Meat was in survival mode. The report highlighted deteriorating trends in the U.S. meat alternatives market and negative cash flow. This raised questions about the company's future, with talks of a potential going concern warning. Despite these hurdles, Beyond Meat continues to innovate and to adapt. However, that same month, the company said it planned to lay off about 19% of its workforce, or about 65 employees, and would review its global operations as part of a cost reduction initiative. This year, we might see Beyond Meat filing for bankruptcy. But what do you think? 5. Digital Brands Group. At the start of 2023, the company finally acquired the clothing brand Sundry, about a year after the deal was initially announced. Digital Brands in June said the company was in the final stages of closing the deal after modifying it significantly. Initially, it had a purchase price of $34 million in cash and $7.5 million in stock. The revised deal had a cash price of $5 million plus $7 million in cash or equity at Sundry's option and another $20 million in equity. Digital Brands in March took steps to go private, just about 2 years after making its public debut. And now, Digital Brands is plotting a store expansion. The company last month announced plans to open 50 stores, with the first location opening by March. Digital Brands said it will use that first store to clear excess inventory at a higher margin than if it were to sell off via an off-price channel. So what do you think about the retail shop? 6. Rent the Runway. The year 2024 kicked off with Rent the Runway unveiling its restructuring strategy to streamline operations and to enhance efficiency. As part of this plan, the company disclosed intentions to slash 10% of its corporate workforce, affecting 37 positions. Moreover, Rent the Runway's chief operating officer, Anushka Salinas, made headlines when she announced her departure at the end of January. Salinas cited the restructuring plan as the reason for her departure, although she will continue to support the company in an advisory capacity until the end of February. The restructuring efforts, which encompass workforce reductions and the closure of specific open roles, are anticipated to generate annualized cash savings ranging between $11 million to $13 million. But in December 2023, the company reported third quarter revenue fell 6.3% year-over-year to $72.5 million. They also saw active subscribers fall 2% from the year-ago period to 131,725. The fate of this retail store is...
First off, if you haven't made money with AI yet, don't worry. AI is the biggest wealth-building opportunity in U.S. history. I'm James Altucher, if you don't already know me. Nobody ever believes my predictions when I first make them until they come true. Like in 2007, I went on CNBC. Facebook was being valued at $1 billion then. And I said, no, it should be worth $100 billion. They laughed me out of the studio. But then when Facebook IPO'd a few years later and it was valued at $100 billion at the moment of IPO, CNBC had me back on and they actually apologized. They laughed at me.
Store is dwindling. 7.
Marley Spoon. Marley Spoon burst onto the scene back in 2014, aiming to revolutionize meal planning and cooking. However, in the past few months, the company has hit a real rough patch with sales plummeting. In the fourth quarter of last year, Marley Spoon reported a staggering 18% drop in revenue compared to the previous year, totaling 73.5 million euros. Adding to the woes, marketing expenses surged 6% to 9.3 million euros, while gross profit tumbled 19% to 35 million euros. Within its U.S. segment, the numbers paint an even bleaker picture. Active customers declined by 20%, while active subscribers and orders fell by 21% and 20%, respectively. To cope with these challenges, Marley Spoon made a significant decision. Last month, the company announced the sale of its U.S.-based operations assets to Fresh Realm, a fresh meals producer, in a $24 million deal. This deal, expected to close this month, reflects Marley Spoon's efforts to refocus its strategy and to streamline operations. As we move forward into 2024, the question remains, will Marley Spoon be able to bounce back, or are they heading towards bankruptcy? 8. Stitch Fix. If you're a Stitch Fix subscriber, you know the excitement of receiving a curated box of clothing tailored just for you. However, the subscriber base isn't as robust as it once was, with many customers opting to cancel their subscriptions. Stitch Fix has been grappling with a decline in both its customer base and its earnings. Furthermore, the company is contemplating a significant restructuring of its warehouse operations. Currently, Stitch Fix operates 5 warehouses, but there are plans to consolidate down to just 3. This move could potentially lead to a decrease in warehouse jobs and a reevaluation of logistics strategies. As Stitch Fix navigates these challenges, the future of the company hangs in the balance. 9. Container Store. Since its inception in 1978, the Container Store has become a household name, boasting dozens of stores across more than 30 states and the District of Columbia. With an average store size of 25,000 square feet, the Container Store has been a go-to destination for those seeking storage solutions. However, before you embark on your journey to declutter this year, it's essential to double-check if your local Container Store is still in operation. The retailer faced a harsh blow in November when it reported dismal earnings, with quarterly sales plunging by a staggering 20%. Despite efforts to pivot and revitalize the brand, the Container Store may not be bouncing back as swiftly as anticipated by investors and analysts. This lingering uncertainty could spell trouble for the company, leading to continued sluggish sales and mounting losses. Now, the credit risk monitor Frisk score is 2 out of 10, indicating a 4% to 9.99% probability of a bankruptcy filing within 12 months. 10. Fossil Watches. Established in 1984 by Tom Kratosis and headquartered in Richardson, Texas, Fossil Group boasts an impressive lineup of brands, including Fossil itself, Relic, Michel Watch, Skagen Denmark, Misfit, WSI, and Zodiac watches. Nevertheless, Fossil Group is known for producing licensed accessories for renowned brands like BMW, further solidifying its presence in the fashion industry. However, recent developments have cast a shadow over the company's future. Fossil Group may be on the verge of declaring bankruptcy, as indicated by operating losses incurred in 2023. The profitability of the watch business, the cornerstone of Fossil Group, is being questioned, raising concerns about its sustainability. These concerns have been circulating online, leaving many wondering about the fate of this iconic brand. As we approach the fiscal year 2024, only time will tell whether the Fossil Group can weather the storm. 11. David's Bridal. Founded by David Reisberg in 1950, David's Bridal began as a single bridal shop in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Under new owners Philip UT and Stephen Earlbaum, the company expanded rapidly, By 1999, David's Bridal boasted 80 stores across 30 states with over 1,400 employees and reported sales exceeding $132 million. However, in 2018, facing over $400 million in debt and increased competition, David's Bridal filed for bankruptcy. But less than 2 months later, the company emerged from bankruptcy with new ownership and a reduced debt load. A group of lenders, including Oak Tree Capital Management, stepped in to support the company's restructuring efforts. Then, in April 2023, they filed for bankruptcy again. This news came just a few days after the company announced it would lay off more than 9,000 employees. The retailer also cited broader macroeconomic turbulence as contributing to its financial woes. 12. Neiman Marcus. Luxury retail.
You can build a million-dollar business, and you don't need my money or anyone else's. No investors.
Luxury retailers have been under pressure in recent years with inflation and a lack of discretionary spending by consumers. Some retailers, like Nordstrom, are bucking the trend and earning profits. But Neiman Marcus is showing lackluster sales that could bring it down. The company filed for bankruptcy in 2020, but reorganizing may not be enough to keep it afloat in 2024. 13. Vince's. Vince's started in California and now has 66 full-price retail outlets throughout the United States, one in London and one showroom in Paris. Vince has a Frisk score of 2 out of 10, indicating a 4% to 99% probability of a bankruptcy filing within 12 months. Vince began in 2002, sells women's and men's apparel, footwear, and accessories. It has both retail and outlet stores. 14. Foot Locker. Closing stores could be a sign of more problems to come, which is why you may want to keep an eye on Foot Locker. The retailer closed 400 stores in 2023. These store locations may not be in demand for new tenants, leading to empty spots in regional malls that won't get filled and could cause issues for other shopping retailers. 15. JCPenney's. JCPenney's is, of course, a well-known department store packed with plenty of different options you may need, clothes, houseware, jewelry, and more. However, the retailer could follow other department stores with more closures and struggling sales. JCPenney's declared bankruptcy in 2020 and is still facing sales issues as it tries to pull itself back up and regain footing in the department store market. So, keep an eye on these stores before they close in case you shop there regularly or want to take advantage of deals and discounts. Don't forget to subscribe. Let's hear your thoughts in the comment section. And thank you for watching.
All right, the Epic Economist.
Tonight, the business.
Okay, I don't know what the hell that is. Oh, okay, my bad. Hey, all right, everybody. Yeah, man, that's part of the problem. It's all collapsing, and it's all being done by them. I mean, you got to think about it, man. I mean, come on. You got to. If you're running businesses out, you're running the jobs out with them. I mean, there's no way around that. I mean, that's pretty well self-explanatory, isn't it? You know, if you have no workforce, you have no people to work to make money. So you don't have those people to spend money. I mean, I feel like I'm talking to retarded people. I'm not you folks, not my listeners and my fans, but the others. It's like talking to retards. They don't seem to get it. I don't know what it was, the amount of minimum wage was when Trump was in office. I don't remember. Okay. But the price of fuel was cheaper, a lot cheaper. So that means the cost of living is cheaper. You know what I mean? All your other shit is not expensive. Because the effect I have told many times to many people is the fact that fuel goes up, everything else goes up with it. But let's fuck it up.
Can I make a
COVID.
Comment?
Let's block everything fucking off, shut everything off, and we're going to call it COVID. And you all got to take this motherfucking shot. You got to take it. so we can get shit back up and running. Well, that wasn't the real fucking deal. I mean, I didn't take the fucking shot. All right, fuck that. If the good Lord wants me, come get me, motherfucker. I don't care. But the moment that I'm still alive and talking all the day, whatever, anytime, breathing, and I can do these broadcasts, I will do the same thing. I'm still going to bitch about the same stuff. The simple fact of it is you're being fucked. How, you know, you're doing this shit in the wide open. Why do people do that? In the wide fucking open. Now, like, okay, and I'm going to get to the actual main thing I'm going to blow your mind with tonight. And some of you better have one hell of a fucking explanation to explain this shit to me. I'm waiting to see if we can come more people show up here, maybe, but in our first hour, coming to the first hour. Anyway, I'm just telling you, man, this is fucked up. It's almost funny. What else can you do about it? It's so fucking retarded and stupid, you have to laugh about it. You do. You just have to sit back and laugh about it. And, you know, I don't know why, I understand why people argue. What's the sense of it? Reality is reality. Don't wish on something they wrote on a piece of fucking paper to tell you what they're going to do for you, because that ain't going to fucking happen. You know what I mean? You might think it is, because they do give you a little bit of little feed, like feed the bird. That's about it. Just little crumbles. That's all you get. That's all you get. You know, keep them poor motherfuckers off me. Only time I want to see a poor motherfucker is when they're working for me. Ain't that the truth?
That's the truth.
Yeah. A lot of people don't get it. Hey, Robert, I didn't know it was you. I just brought you on anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a victimizer. I victimize people come to the show. I don't wait for the hand much.
Well, you know.
You know, I don't need a hand job to bring you on myself, personally. You know.
I live in a liberal city, and one of the things that happens here is that if you work in a store and somebody steals from you, you can get in trouble for stopping them.
Where do you work at?
I work
I'll fly
at,
down
there
tonight. Ain't you in Albuquerque? Yeah, you're in Albuquerque, ain't you?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I
could jump on a bird
people.
Tomorrow and be there tomorrow afternoon. You know what I'm saying?
That would be cool.
I could come on and visit. I could.
That
I might
be
just
cool.
do it for the fucking fun of it, fuck your mind up. But I need to know what store you work at so I can go get some shit. You got any good shit in there?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of good
steal?
Shit. It's like Office Depot.
Oh, well, fuck, I'm there. I need a new map for my office stuff. I built one that's customized, made out of wood. It's bad to fucking bone.
Well, what we had the other day, and it was about the time I was getting ready to leave for the day, this guy walks in just bold as hell, walked straight to a section where those battery backup things are for the computers.
Mm-hmm.
He picked one up and walked right back out with it. And one of the girls there almost ran out after him, but she was made to stop. Well, I was leaving, so what I did was I followed him in my car.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I went to a garbage can, which was about a half a block away, and he got inside the dumpster area, changed his clothes, and put the thing he stole into a plastic bag, and he threw it over his shoulder, and I took a picture of him, and then he took off. Well, I followed him, and I kept yelling at him. I said, I know what you did. He didn't do a thing. He just kept right on walking. I got some really good pictures of him. I gave him back, gave him to the police, and gave him to Office Depot, but nothing's happened yet.
Of course it ain't. It ain't going to. Fuck, man. But, you know, I'm going to come. My big heist is going to be paper clips and a hole puncher. I can't think of, you know. Can you see that now going to court? Mr. Wreck, you were charged with robbery. You stole a hole punch and a box of paper clips. How do you play?
Well, you know what would be fun to do is, like, get one of these guys who does that kind of thing and, you know, shoot his kneecap out with a nail gun.
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck yeah. Our Hilti gun. The Hilti guns are nice, too.
Oh, you know, yeah.
The ones that blow studs in the fucking concrete, nail shit concrete. Yeah. Hilti gun. Fuck yeah. 22 caliber. Yeah, what's up, man?
Yes, thank you so much, my friend. Yeah, you know,
hey, man, I got to know what. Hey, dude. Hold on, cousin. Hey, man. What is your nationality, out of curiosity?
Mo. Yeah, this is Mike. Yeah, this is Brother Mike.
I know that, Mike, but, I mean, what nationality are you? I mean, no, there's no discriminating here. We don't give a fuck who you are or where you're from.
Well,
I don't, but
I
hear your accent, so I'm cool. But I'm cool. We're cool here. We don't do that but
sure, sure,
racist
sure.
bullshit on this show. I don't play
no,
that.
No. Right. I mean, I am from Middle East, and that's why I know a lot what's going on in Middle East.
Right,
from
right.
Iran,
that's cool.
Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia.
Right, well, I've had
Israel.
You on my show before, haven't I? You've been here before.
Oh, yeah, of course. I was with
yeah,
you guys
yeah,
long
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I remember you. Yeah, right. I mean, I probably should have known this, too. You know, of course, be the first question I asked. But I'm a little more retarded than last time. So just you have to excuse me on that. A little bit being retarded.
No. That's absolutely no problem, my friend. So we have a Ron, we have a Robert, and what's that guy name from Albuquerque? I want just to say hi to all of you guys.
Well, Gunslinger, Donnie Steason here.
Okay, Donnie.
Robert from Conservative. And I believe it, see, or Rob One's in the chat room.
Okay. So I want just to say all of you guys hi. But, you know, the bottom line is you said some people get it, some people don't get it. I mean, that's how
a lot of people don't get it. A lot of people don't get it.
Yeah.
That's, you know,
you're right. Absolutely.
They're trained
absolutely.
To be a one-track brain. One track. There's no right and left
right.
or forwards or backwards, these motherfuckers. That's the society
yeah.
we live in.
Yeah. For example, Nike is going to give at least 10% of the workforce pink receipt where it's done. So, you know, nothing is permanent anymore. The economic collapse of USA and the world is coming. And not only that, it's also the global martial law is coming. I mean, we saw that in Canada happened, the martial law for the truckers. And then that was the beginning of something bigger event was going to come. And right now we are in the pretty much in the 70-80% range of the, the things that were supposed to come. So we have only 20% left. And global martial law is coming. And whether you have food or no food, really we are all fucked up because you don't have a bunker. If you have a bunker, you're okay. But how many of us you have a bunker? Go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we are all. I mean, you can have food for 10 days, but if you don't have a bunker, it's a lovey. You know, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people of Europe.
Well,
my whole point
in it is, you know, I've been preaching it for years. The simple fact that when shit goes down, you don't want to be in the fucking city. You don't even want to be near that motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, I'm not talking about the prepper survival shit. Okay. I mean, I live in the fucking woods. I live in the Midwest. I'm in the middle of goddamn Ozarks. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean the motherfuckers can't find me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we don't have that many people around here. I'd say it's probably maybe 1,500 people scattered within about a 60-mile radius. You know, maybe. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, I don't give a fuck. But it doesn't matter. It's going to happen here, too. You know, that's why you got to have collectives together to stop shit like that in your area. You ain't got a fucking collective of people to get their shit together to get ready to rock and roll with some motherfucker. You're fucked. You're by yourself. Fuck. Don't tell me you're a prepper. Do not tell me you're a motherfucking prepper because I'm coming for you first. You know what I mean? Because you got supplies
right.
and I'm coming to get them. You know?
I want
that
you
would
guys
be the way it would be.
Canada.
It'd be dog eat dog like a motherfucker. You know? People in the city
right.
be killing each other left and right. It'd be fucking chaos. You walk
right.
in the city, it'd be complete fucking ghost towns. You'll hear the fucking wind for hearing anything else. You know, that's what
absolutely.
You're going to see. Complete fucking genocide. I mean, it's how bad it's going to get. Yeah. People are going to flip the fuck out. They're not going to know what to do. You know?
But the Canadian prepper in YouTube is, or NY prepper, I mean, we receive the World War III news every night. But the question is, it doesn't matter that you are prep or not prep.
Right.
It matters. The bunker is the issue. If you don't have a bunker, if you are not part of the elite or part of the higher force, then the rest.
Right.
You are people in Middle East, Salavi, people in NATO, Salavi, people in Russia, Salavi, people in China, everywhere. North Korea, South Korea.
Yeah.
I mean, South Korea, they have bunkers. I mean, they trained about 3 months ago If you remember, they had a big exercise that 50 million Koreans, they're supposed to go to the nearest bunker and go down, and they will be closed at, say, 2:20 p.m. Mm-hmm. They have 20 mm-hmm. minutes to go there. And they did mm-hmm. that, and they found out that, you know, 20 million people will not be make it. So 30 right. million people made it to go inside the bunkers in South right. Korea. But 20 million right. will be evaporated. Go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm. But you know? That's what the thing about here, like where I live at, man, a lot of people like it because of all the caves. You know, because we're on nothing but rock here. I mean, you know, Missouri is one big fucking rock. And you go into the northern part of Arkansas, you know, that's all rock all through that area. You know, they got underground storage in these fucking hills. You know, controlled storage, temperature shit, you know, underground. It's pretty, there's some massive caves under here. So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty wild, ain't it?
It's Cheyenne, Wyoming. Cheyenne, Wyoming is also the, I mean, that's California. California, they have
right.
over 1,400 cities underground.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yep, they're around for them. But my point being, right, I get it. You're fucked without it. That's what I'm saying, but the majority of the people in this country don't have that accessibility. Or even that, they don't even, most people don't have the fundamental knowledge of fishing. You know, they don't care.
Nobody cares anymore. That's
they don't, because they never done it. They never done these things. They never went outside and went fishing. You know what I mean? They've been on their fucking phones and bullshit. They,
right.
you know, our age, we're up there in, you know, the older age, we've seen everything fucking LP albums, the 8-tracks and fucking cassettes. But, you know,
absolutely.
Kids today never seen it ever. This has been shown to them. You know, it's part of the daily life.
Ron,
so
look with a classic example of a person that we all love, know, hate. The coward George Zinser comes to mind. That son of a bitch couldn't fish a damn thing. If the fish come up there and smacked him right on his lips, he wouldn't know how to fish or anything.
I believe it,
honey. Out
I believe
of the question
it.
Or anything because he grew up with concrete under his feet.
Yeah.
That's sad. It really is. It's really sad.
Yeah. Seen very little dirt in their life. But, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you know, listen, man. You know, the thing is, to survive something like that, you had to be in a very remote area. You had to survive the woods, because the woods are fucking dangerous, I'm telling you right now. I mean, I got everything in these fucking woods from bear to bobcat. I mean, we got some serious shit. Rattlesnakes, too. We got it all. Copperheads, rattlesnakes. You know, so,
absolutely.
You know, so that the thing is, you got to know what the fuck you're doing. You got to be set up for this kind of shit. I mean, you need to train yourself. If you've never been trained in military guerrilla operations or like that, where you're going to hit the jungles and hit cities and towns, you just, you know, you're fucked. So you need to teach yourself. You need to go out in the fucking woods. You know what I mean? Go out and learn a wooded area that nobody else knows. If you can find one, but goddamn, there's going to be so many people running this way. I'm telling you, they're going to be heading down fucking south. They're going to be looking for hilly fucking areas, man. They're doing it now. I've noticed where the population here in the past, fucking 5-6 years, population has doubled here. People run down here from fucking California and New York and shit. You know?
You know, my friend, you know, it's my design. They made us stupid and retarded.
Yeah.
You know, by
that's right. What? Just think they control your education. They teach you what they want you to know. That's it, not what you should know. That's how that fucking works out, you know?
Absolutely.
We'll teach you what we want you to know, not what you need to know. Damn, I just
and
came
then,
up with it.
Know,
damn,
I
need to get a patent on that thing.
I talk to many people, and they don't know what the hell is going on. I mean,
no,
this
don't.
Is our country. This
they don't they don't want to believe that would happen, man. But right, but they
absolutely.
Don't want to believe that would happen. Right, so, you know.
It's like a blind cannot see anyone. I mean,
right.
a see is a blind. Mm. Blind
right.
is a see. I mean, I don't
right.
know what the hell is going on.
Right. Yeah, you know. And it's just the way it is. We're the living. We're the only ones that suffer through this. The dead don't. You know what I mean? The dead don't give a fuck, and the unborn don't give a fuck either. They're just not here yet. They haven't been manufactured.
Yeah, I mean, they have their, they chat GPT-4, and that's it. That's what they get under the glasses that Microsoft or Linux or whatever Apple makes. Those glasses, they're good and not happy.
Right, right. That's crazy. That's crazy. But anyway, I told her I had something I really wanted to bring up, and I'm going to bring that up now. Gunslinger, you need to put yours on this. And I don't know if Donnie's in there, too. I think Robert's in here with us, but I don't know if Donnie's still. But anyway, the thing I'm bringing up tonight to blow your fucking mind is this. I need somebody to answer a question for me, okay? Now, I might be a little retarded, and you know that. I've been a little fucked up in the head quite a bit. When I do these shows, I do drugs because I have to put up with it.
That's because you're a hillbilly, cousin.
I'm a hillbilly. Fucking right. Fucking right. Crazy fucking redneck hillbilly. What can I say? I wasn't asked for this lifestyle. It just came along with the package. You know what I mean? So that's how that kind of worked out. But anyway, the thing I got in my mind, and I've been looking at this all day today. I mean, we're at 23 degrees right now. It's cold motherfucker outside. Been cold all day, shitty day, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my gosh. Very cold. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I was thinking today, I said, wait a minute. Either I'm completely fucking brain fucked, or I'm just goddamn crazy. I'm missing something, okay? Here's the question, okay? Why is it I don't hear nothing about illegal immigrants or invaders in California? Can anybody answer that for me? Why don't they have a big influx of these immigrants? Why? And I've not heard nothing about them ever being there. I can remember.
It's just simple. It's a libtard fucking state.
Sanctuary cities, all that shit. You're supposed to be ready for that.
And they embrace it. They go over there and cuddle these little
pups. But they don't have no immigrants. Why don't they have any immigrants?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure they do. They're just renaming them. But down here in Texas, oh my God, it's a war zone down here.
Well, we know that. But I'm telling you, you hear nothing about these motherfuckers in California. Nothing.
Can I say something, please? You know?
Sure, go ahead, man.
Yes,
I'm looking for the answer.
The simple answer, Sonia, before belonged to Mexico. So now they assume that this belongs to Mexico. And that's why. And they get food stamps, they get Medicaid, they get free health care better than Americans. Americans, they have to wait in the line for 1 month, 2 months to do a simple, lower endoscopy or upper endoscopy, but then, they come and get it right away. That's the biggest problem. Because, everything news lost in the shuffle. That's the problem.
But I'm just saying, man, you think about all these overpopulated cities like New York and Chicago with these immigrants. Why is nothing in Los Angeles or San Francisco, nothing.
Well, they are. They're being bused from, say, Texas. Abbott bused a bunch of them out there to California. Fuck,
he did. I didn't know
blend
that.
And they blend in with the rest of the fucking fucktards that they openly embrace. They don't question you. Just come across the border. And drag your fucking your cousin, your aunt, your fucking gay boyfriend, your drugs, and all that shit in one bag.
It don't matter. But Gunslinger, I have not heard of no illegal crossing into California. Nothing. Is it me? Am I fucking lost it? Am I missing something?
I don't
watch enough news or something.
I haven't heard it either.
That's what I'm saying. I hear nothing about it. What the fuck is going on with this bullshit? I mean, they're a liberal fucking state. They have sanctuary cities. Why wouldn't they have the immigrants there? Why wouldn't they submit? Why don't they don't have the fucking industry? Are the fucking immigrants know I don't want to go to California because it's that fucked up? I can say that. You know what I mean?
Because the governor of California,
he's a faggot. I mean, he's gay in $3 bill. So, you know, that's that, whatever he wants to do. He's a poll pupper. That's the thing. But, oh, God. Oh, God. Rob, if that's you, fuck you, too, you son of a bitch. Suzette, I don't want to cut you off because I know, Yanni, I love you. I can't do that. But anyway, same to you. when Newsom becomes president, you all will love it. I'm going to get better. Oh, God. Jesus. The world is coming to the fucking end. But anyway, but California's fucked up. I don't know. We need it.
It's going crazy.
It's fucking
it's
nuts,
crazy.
Isn't it? Here's another fucked up place. What about Seattle, Washington? Why don't they send them motherfuckers up there? Too cold? That's what kills me. All these motherfuckers they come from warm fucking countries and go to this motherfucker. Go north in Chicago, New York. Oh, God. Oh, hell, he can, yeah. Shit. I never seen no
you
news report. So, well, you know, they're in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles right now. But they're hitting a miss. Look on the right field down there. He's trying to pull it in real quick to get that first run number.
look at what they're treating these idiots up there in New York. They're kicking kids, school children, out of their school to house these cocksuckers. Okay, think about that.
Yeah, well,
they're kicking
that's
school
good.
Kids
that's
out
good. That's
to house these son of bitches.
Need to kick all kids out of the fucking schools. Probably the best thing you ever fucking have to them. You know what I mean? Think about it, Gunslinger. Kick them all out.
Absolutely.
You know, fucking them schools ain't worth a fuck anyway. What are they learning there except indoctrination? Be fucking, brainwashed into some bullshit. You know, okay, little Johnny, I know you're only 5 years old and you can cut it off if you want to. Here, take these pills, these hormone blockers. Mommy, daddy don't care. You know, shit like that. What the fuck's that all about? You know, letting these kids have these drugs and shit, no parental consent. What?
I know they're indoctrinating. No doubt about it. There's no doubt about that. But the audacity to kick these kids out that are American kids, okay, that were born and raised here in this country, for a bunch of fucktards that are not even legal, okay, that they slither across the border and have to be, bust in, say, from Texas, for example, which is good. Get the fuck out of here. Slingshot them some bitches back across that Rio Grande. I don't give a damn what their fucking age is.
Yeah.
12 years old, bing, boom, right across that motherfucker. Okay? Get them the fuck out of my goddamn country. They're illegal. They have no rights. Period.
Uh-huh.
But they have more rights, my friend. They have more rights.
Yeah,
than
they do now.
National. And that's the biggest problem. That's the biggest problem we have. I mean, we pay taxes, we pay everything over the years, and we don't have much rights anymore. But they come, they can do anything they wish to.
This is
bullshit. This is crap. And why a teacher has to get a degree and her degree costs $300,000? I mean, she owes $300,000 for her education and to teach us bullshit, to teach us crap in the classes.
Right.
And she gets she owes $300,000, so she's begging for forgiveness and et cetera. What the hell is that?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's been a story here in Missouri. This teacher got caught with an OnlyFans page, okay? And she made buku money. I mean, she's making like 45, 50 grand a fucking month off this OnlyFans page for her fine-looking self, you know what I'm saying? Well, anyway, the school found out about it, okay? And they fired her. They fired her for that, having that OnlyFans page, right? You know what that is, don't you? The OnlyFans page right. thing. People show their naked selves, play whatever, live, blah, blah, whatever, with themselves. Well, anyway, 2 weeks later, another teacher in the same school was doing the same goddamn thing. They caught her, too. Same school. Two teachers in the same school have OnlyFans pages. They said, well, we only make $42,000 a fucking year, man. We got to bring work home with us and shit. Fuck that. I can lay on my back and make 10 times that in a fucking hour. Not what I'm making that motherfucking year. You know, fuck yeah. If that was the case, if I was a woman, and ain't no doubt about it, I'd be the biggest internet horse slut that ever fucking lived if I was a woman. I'm serious, man.
Why not?
Exactly.
You might as well. You might. Hey, you might as well use it while you're young.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And hot.
You're right. Right. Yep. We have to shake that money maker.
That,
anyway,
when you get over the hill. Ain't nobody gonna want you like that. You pay you $1 million.
Well, there are those that are into that too, though. Gunslinger.
Are you talking about sugar daddy? I mean, she wants sugar daddy, then, right?
Yeah, they get one of them too. Yeah, but the whole point is, you know, I seen one time. This hot little fine thing went to a bar. Something did a, it's not a, mine, just went, it went and fucked some guy. It was on OnlyFans, and she got like $35,000 fucking dollars for that one shot.
Yeah.
Like, God damn, $35,000. Yep. She's fine too, though. She's well worth the money, but you know, they're not worth the money. None of them are, you know. But
that
yeah, I mean, if you're that rich and that stupid, well, party to fuck on. But I no. But I mean, it's people are going to make money, and I tell you what, the tip like that, it's, you know, it's not illegal. It's not fucking illegal.
Right.
You know, but I mean, it's, you know, what gets me is motherfuckers getting popped with this child pornography on their computers and shit. You know, that is sick. That is some sick shit. The motherfuckers need help. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it just, it's something that sells, and somebody's going to try to sell it. You know, I don't even know why you would want shit like that, you know, period.
Because of supply, you know? And demand, my friend.
It is.
People
have a very vivid imagination about shit. You know what I mean? That's what I think. But, you know, that's just not cool to me. I don't give a fuck. But it's technically not a violent crime, believe it or not. But they give away a lot of time for having pictures of babies, you know, which I'm cool with it too. But I mean, I am and I ain't in a way. I don't know. It's just just a sick motherfucker, you know. But
right. So
what you know, this is life. You were born in it. Deal with it. You know what I mean? That's what you got to do. You know, it's up to you how you have your magic fucking carp ride through life. You know, you have it easy for yourself, or you make it completely fucking difficult. Hey,
what's
Cinnamon,
the difference?
He was in there. Sorry about that.
What's the difference between Epstein and Pedophile Island? When they fuck young girls, probably 8 years old or younger, and when they get 10 years old, they feed them to the shark. Where do you think all these kids go?
Look
and wind
at the
up?
Clientele. Yeah, get kidnapped kids. Yeah.
Find out.
Never know they're fucking missing.
Look at that pedophile Bill Clinton, blowjob Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
He liked that young shit. He liked that young pussy. Okay.
Yep.
He's a sick motherfucker, let me tell you.
Like I said before, that's what in social services, present, he gave them big money to fucking take kids. I am not fucking kidding you. Look it up. Look when they got that big incentive from fucking Bill Clinton, man. And child, I'm telling you, man, he just for that fucking reason. He's a fucking straight up freak.
Where do you think all these kids, the majority of them, that just mysteriously disappear in this country alone?
I tell you.
Uh-huh.
Right? I tell you, my friend. I tell you where they go. I tell you exactly where they go, because if supply and demand, and it goes to Ayatollah in Iran, and it goes to the Sheikh in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and MRIs and, you know, the rest of the story, all those places. So because of supply and demand, yes, absolutely you're right, my friend. It goes to the fucking Ayatollahs. I hate the Ayatollahs, and I want them to be removed, and I don't think so. Biden has a balls for it, so I'm waiting for the next one. in 2025, January 2025, it will be end result for Ayatollah. Ayatollah must go, and there is no other alternative, because these son of a bitches are not only getting the girls from South America, everywhere around the globe, and this is crazy, because Ayatollahs must go, and Ayatollahs will not go as long as Biden doesn't have two votes. You know, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And peace will not come until Ayatollah's vote, because, you know, Israel hit Iran, what you call it, the pipe, gas pipe, and
right.
etc. But this
right.
is the big, pretty much we are in 60% World War III. But, you know, Ayatollah, they said they will send 100,000 missiles, even to NATO, to Israel, to many other places, in 7 minutes. So you see how much they have built. I mean, Ayatollah, they have atom bomb already. And they are, we cannot allow that happen like North Korea. In North Korea, we did it. Now look at this guy, Kim Jong, Kim. What has happened? He is now muscling for everybody. So we cannot let Iran further make any more atom bombs, and they must go, and they must go, and Iranian people in Iran, they are numbering that these people go, and democracy and freedom come back to Iran once again. Otherwise, you know, there would be massive complications, because we let Iran to have atom bomb, even for the next president, whoever it is. But I don't think so Biden will make it, and he doesn't have a vote.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Biden's going to have a chance. I really don't.
No, look, when Trump gets back in there, he knows how to negotiate. Look at what he did with Rocket Boy over there in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that little fucker actually liked him. He actually liked Trump.
Uh-huh.
Look at what he did with Putin over there, Russia. Putin
right.
actually liked Trump.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What's that little sawed-off bastard over there in China? He was, boy, they
yeah.
was buddy-buddy. It's
yeah.
always good to be
yeah.
buddy-buddy with your enemies than
exactly.
to be shooting nukes at each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he knows how to do it because
this
he stands up to these people.
Man,
but Ayatollah cannot make that. My friend,
Ayatollah
is the exception.
Yeah.
Ayatollah, you cannot be friends with them. Ayatollah
well,
is the exception.
Right.
But,
yeah,
but
well,
then they get...
Trump stands up to these people. He don't let them... Kiss, you know, he doesn't. He's not an ass kisser.
Well, he knows how to negotiate. That's what he's done all of his life. I mean, he knows
right.
how to get the best deal. He's going to milk the best
that's
deal.
Right.
But the thing is, there's shit we can use against them that we have to get away from them fuckers to stop them from doing shit. And Trump used it.
Yeah.
That's the real deal, you know. And that's the way. But Biden's giving them free fucking will. Listen, if you're going to fuck with the Iranians or any of those motherfuckers, or they got the fucking borders open, come on in.
That's right.
Why would you want to go fuck with people like that? And you got a wide open border at the same time. That don't make no fucking sense. You ain't trying to protect
no
shit, now are you? So you see, that's the whole point.
Well, when you have,
come on,
look,
man. You're fucking with people and you have a wide open border. It just blows my mind.
Yeah. What it boils down to is when you have a pussy in the White House as commander in cunt. That's what he is, commander and cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The world is going to laugh at you. And that's
right.
what they're doing right now.
And they are. Oh, absolutely. You
is,
fucking know what they are.
I was waiting
on an interview with Tucker Carlson. I was waiting to see
yeah.
Putin come out and say, well, you got a fucking pussy in there. I'm coming to fucking take what I want.
That's right. Did the world laugh at us when Trump was in command? No, they
no.
didn't.
Everybody
no.
was cool.
No.
Everybody was cool.
Yeah.
The way it should be.
Everybody was cool. Everything was great.
Yeah.
Tell me
right.
he didn't do a good job. Bullshit.
Yeah. For a minute. It was a short fucking minute, though.
For 4 years, he did.
Yeah, we'll see how it does now, but he needed more than 4 years. If he could have got the whole 8-year run, I think shit would be a whole different world right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. 4 years,
And, you know, there again, we got to go back to the fact, was he voted out? It was his fucking election stolen. You know, nobody's ever came up with an answer to that. Well, I'm convinced.
You know?
Absolutely. I'm convinced of that. There ain't no fucking way. Right. I remember I was on the air when that went down. Wow. Yeah,
anybody that campaigns from their basement and can barely fill a goddamn conference room in one building, Trump gets tens of thousands standing room only. The fucking line is a mile out the goddamn door. But he won. Really.
Hey, Ron, my friends, can I say something also? You know,
yeah, go right ahead, man.
Biden loves Ayatollah. Ayatollah loves Biden. We cannot deny that. Because underground, they are Biden. But then over the ground, they say, you're the sign of an Iran attack. We are going to bomb the hell on them, on the, you know, south side, Persian Gulf area, so they cannot close off the Persian Gulf. But the question is, they are pussies. As you mentioned, my friends, there are no balls. If they had a balls, they would already done it. Not just to wait around and around. The world is laughing. Putin is laughing at Biden. Everybody is laughing. And they have no respect in the world community anymore because we know that the person who is in charge doesn't have a boss. You know? Otherwise, it would not be happening like that. That we would be respected around the globe. Once we say, hey, you did 3 American soldiers die, we will make a hell out of you guys. And who ordered it? Iran ordered it. Ayatollah, not the people of Iran. People of Iran love the United States. People of Iran love all the world. But the question is, those 10 million people who are in charge of the rest of the Iranian, 80 million, and 10 million is out of the country, immigrants, I mean, on the first and second and third generation, Americans, Canadian, etc. But the question is, these people, they must go, and there is no room for any negotiation with them. There is no room for anything to be friends with them because Ayatollah, they say, yeah, I like you, this, but then back. So hell with Ayatollah. Ayatollah must go now.
Well,
otherwise, we are screwed. We are all screwed. You know?
Yeah. But, you know, that should have been taken care of a long time ago.
Right.
But,
Donald Trump, Trump went to, like, 3 minutes before the dropping things on the IRGC. But then he ordered them back. But this time, I hope if he comes in the office, all Iranians are looking for him to free their country because they are sick and tired of all the bullshit going on in Iran. And up with Ayatollah. Ayatollah not only killed the people of Iran, killed the people of other countries and USA and the world. So Ayatollah must go now. There is no room for any negotiation anymore.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but you know, they're not smart enough to figure that out for some reason. You know, it's a pretty simple thing, wouldn't you think? You know, do what you have to do to make it right. But that don't seem to that doesn't seem to be working out. You know, why is that? What are you doing? Is making shit work? It's not working. You know, I mean, God, man, you got to be kidding me.
Ayatollah will close the Persian Gulf. I announced it in your show only. I mean, I give you the first lesson. They will close up, and our gasoline will be $20 in California, $18 in California, and other places too. So these people, we have a chance right now, and already it seems Biden signed off on attack on Iran, but it's pending. Why is pending? We have no fucking clues anymore. Why they sign up and then they put back, they become like a chicken out? Why? I don't understand. Go ahead, please. Can somebody answer me why?
Yeah, that's a good question. You got me too on that one. I'm with you. I don't know.
They sign up, but then nothing has happened.
Then they stall.
And it, mm-hmm. Yeah, and so. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I...
There was another deal in the back room going on the same subject. That's how they do it, man. They have it one room doing the same deal, in the back room the same deal, too. The back door fucking wins every time. You know? But the funny thing about it, I've noticed about all these systems with these people, they always think they can do something different to get your attention. We've done learned that lesson. We the people and we the human. We the human. Let's say it's the human. Any country, any place, anybody. Any color, shape, form, whatever.
Right.
We, you know, the people. We've learned. You know, we've caught on to your bullshit. But it goes on and on. It doesn't seem to want to cease. And then they try to rework it, regame it, you know, all this kind of bullshit. So, you know, it's a bunch of bullshit. I mean, a lot of people don't seem to get that, what they're trying to do. Matter of fact, I'm going to flip a clip real quick, so let's get into this, because I'm running out of time, but we'll see, we might go into overtime. We're all cool, because we're all on the phones, but those who are listening might need to call in. So, anyway, let's check out this clip real quick. Maybe.
For Americans who have been grocery shopping recently, the prices of many groceries may seem unusually high. American patriots, these prices are going to get far worse. Supply chain issues, inflation, and the monetary policies of the United States are all coinciding in the upcoming months and will cause unprecedented food shortages for Americans. The disruptions to the economy due to the pandemic have only exacerbated our country's monetary, political, and health crises. For many Americans, suffering due to these shortages has already become apparent. With the current wars spread throughout the world, the real inflation rate is much higher than our government's official rate. In the next few months, however, we may see shortages at grocery stores increase as the pandemic seems to be subsiding and supply chains have already been stressed. The financial crisis is only the beginning. But what foods will American patriots need to stock up on if they want to escape from the collectivist crisis that we're facing at the moment? Soon, these 10 foods are going to be impossible to find, and we will never likely see them as cheap as they are right now. Even now, the food prices are skyrocketing. But these 10 foods I will tell you about today will most likely become hundreds of times more expensive as shortages continue to grow along with increased demand. Let's take a look at the 10 critical grocery products that won't be available next month. Number one, wheat. You may already notice that the shelves of your local grocery store are running thin on certain types of wheat products. This is because wheat has been affected by the pandemic. It's been affected by supply chain disruptions and several other issues as well, such as a global grain shortage. Even worse, however, the Russia-Ukraine war has caused several critical issues that will leave American patriots without any chance of accessing wheat. This is because Russia has pulled out of the wartime grain deal that ensured supplies were moving out of Ukraine, causing prices to rise and shortages to occur. Wheat, of course, is a staple grain used in bread, flour, many convenience foods. Stocking up on wheat now will be critical for any American patriots who still want access to bread, pasta, and other wheat products in the near future. Number two, corn. Similar to wheat, corn is also affected by the grain shortage and is a foundational ingredient in many American foods, including breakfast cereals, tortillas, and more. As Ukraine is a major supplier of corn, the ongoing disruptions in shipments from Russia will also cause delays and shortages in corn supplies. While it's currently predicted to be unlikely that we will see dire shortages in corn, stocking up on corn-based products now can ensure that American patriots have a steady supply of this critical ingredient. Along with this, the corn being produced in the United States is constantly at risk from supply chain issues that our current administration has not fixed, making it a vulnerable crop that could face major shortages in the future. Number three, sunflower oil. Along with corn, Ukraine is also a major producer of sunflower oil. The increased demand for alternative oils such as soybean and palm oil due to the shortages in sunflower oil will cause prices to skyrocket and availability to decrease. Sunflower oil is used in a variety of products such as cooking oils, salad dressings, and even cosmetics. Sunflower oil isn't the only oil in critical condition, however. American farmers are currently facing the danger of losing the soybean crop due to drought. According to official sources, the fear of a second year of extremely dry growing conditions is growing intense throughout the Midwest. The drought could result in severe losses for soybean farmers and could ultimately cause a global soybean shortage. Particularly in the eastern Corn Belt, farmers are facing an increased risk of drought, leading to a decrease in crop yield and a rise in prices for soybean products. Number four, meats. Many Americans are already aware that the pandemic has had a significant impact on the meat industry. As supply chains were disrupted and processing plants were forced to close, the availability of meats began to decrease. Now with the economic crisis and rising inflation, the price of meats is soaring and expected to continue to rise. American patriots, you've most likely noticed that lean ground beef has skyrocketed in price. The price of ground beef per pound has reached a record high in 2023 for over three decades, from $4.80 in 2022 to $5.21 in 2023, the current price for the same ground beef. Pork prices also on the rise due to supply chain issues, making it even more difficult for American patriots to find affordable meat options. Stocking up on meats now or investing in alternative protein sources such as beans can help mitigate the effects of the ongoing meat shortage. For Americans who have access to deep freezers or other preservation methods for meat, buying in bulk now may be a smart decision. Number five, tomatoes. Due to the current drought in California and supply chain disruptions, the prices of tomato products are expected to continue to soar. This includes staples like salsa, marinara sauce, and even ketchup. With global supplies...
This bobblehead is just ridiculous. And did you notice who it is? That's right, none other than the man who will make this country great once...
Also under stress in countries like India, American patriots can expect to see higher prices for anything tomato-related. Stocking up on tomato products now can help American patriots save money in the future, as prices are expected to continue to rise. During the coming weeks, it will be crucial to select tomato products and buy extra to ensure a steady supply and avoid high prices in the near future. Unfortunately for Americans, tomatoes are one of the biggest staples for many of our dishes, and without them, we may need to find costly alternatives. Number six, milk. While milk has not faced the same extreme shortages as other products on this list, American farmers have warned that labor and supply issues could result in milk shortages in the coming months. This is due to the same issues that impacted egg production earlier on in the pandemic. As a result,
it may be wise for American patriots to stock up on alternative dairy products or milk substitutes, especially if they rely heavily on milk in their diets. This can include trying out dairy-free options like almond milk or oat milk, seeing how they compare to traditional dairy products. Despite this, these alternative products are being artificially price fixed and are not truly cheaper than regular dairy products. In all likelihood, Americans have no alternative other than raising their own chickens, goats, and cows, sourcing their own milk without the middleman. Number 7, Sriracha. Many patriots have already noticed the fact that the popular Sriracha sauce has been absent from grocery store shelves in some areas. Unfortunately for fans of this hot sauce, the supply issues for Sriracha may continue. The limited supply of Sriracha can be attributed to a low crop yield of chili peppers in Thailand last year. That's the main ingredient in Sriracha sauce. However, if American patriots are willing to experiment with alternative hot sauces, there are plenty of alternatives available on the market. As many people use Sriracha as a staple condiment, stocking up on alternative hot sauces now can help American patriots weather the ongoing Sriracha shortage. For patriots who can locate this rare hot sauce, however, stocking up is a must, for it will not be sent anywhere after the likely supply chain crashes. This might not be as critical of food as others on this list, but it's still something you may want to consider while you're on this grocery shopping venture. Number 8, sugar. Sugar shortages are already occurring in the Philippines and the Dominican Republic, and they're expected to continue in the coming months. Major sugar suppliers like India and Brazil are also restricting exports to ensure domestic supply, potentially causing sugar shortages in other countries that rely on these imports. This could have a significant impact on American patriots who have a sweet tooth and use sugar in their baking and cooking. Stocking up on sugar now can help American patriots avoid high prices and potential shortages in the future. Sugar production is also affected by the potential drought issues America is facing, along with potential labor shortages. Now, considering that the Biden administration has just approved another large amount of funds to be sent to Ukraine in support of confrontations with Russia, it can be safely said that the variables are at the very least nationally questionable as to supply demands like sugar. This means stocking up is as essential as ever to ensure an affordable price in the future. Number 9, canned goods. With the claimed aluminum shortage, Americans are expected to face significant changes in canned goods. This includes staples like canned vegetables, soups, and fruits. While these goods will still most likely be available, the shelf life may become shortened or production may be limited due to those supply chain issues. Canned goods are popular among American preppers due to their long shelf life, so stocking up on these products now may be especially important for those who rely on them in their emergency food supplies. Canned goods are one of the most crucial elements to any prepper's pantry, so stocking up should become a priority on every American patriot's grocery list. Canned foods you should likely add to your grocery list include foods such as chicken, beef, pork, tuna, and salmon, veggies like green beans, carrots, and peas, fruits like pineapple and peaches, as well as, of course, beans, soups, and sauces. Having these staples added to your pantry will help to create a more resilient household. Number 10, citrus fruits. American patriots, you've seen the prices of some orange juices or the oranges themselves spiking over the past year, with commodities like oranges, lemons, and limes already facing supply chain issues. We can expect to see these prices increase even more in the future. Citrus fruits are not only a popular snack, but are also used in many recipes and drinks, making them a staple for many households. However, as supply chain issues and drought continue to impact the citrus industry, we may see these fruits become even more expensive and more challenging to find. Consider stocking up on citrus fruits and juices now to avoid higher prices and potential shortages in the future. This is especially a crucial supply for those who
who are a fan of smoothies or lemonade. Don't be caught without this critical staple in your pantry. Grab some citrus fruits while you can. American patriots need to be aware of the current supply chain issues, financial problems, and inflation rates that are directly impacting the prices and availability of groceries. In the coming months, it'll be critical for Americans to stock up on these 10 essential foods before shortages and price hikes make them unattainable. Thank you for watching.
So, there you go. More shit you can't have. Because they done sucked the life out of the value of the fucking dollar. It's sad. It's a sad fucking world we live in, man. It is. I mean, yeah, you have to look at the price. Like strawberries, man. Strawberries, you used to find them here for like maybe $2 a pound. Now they're $5, $6 a pound. I mean, god damn, that was hard hit. It ain't been that bad of a winter. Matter of fact, California's got fucking rain. You know, what the hell? That just don't seem to make no goddamn sense to me. But they have gone up. So I don't know. Shipping costs has been up. I think we might be feeling the effect of shipping costs now because it's all coming back in towards the end of it all now, you know? Hey, man, you're on.
Oh, yes, sir, on my brothers and two of my other brothers as well. We are mm-hmm. all united together. We love mm-hmm. the Constitution of the United States. We want to have one country, and mm-hmm. we want to take care of it good, and we want to be really number one country in the whole world that can be an example for the future countries. But right
well,
now,
it was once upon a time it was.
Right. But unfortunately, with everything, shit is going to go crazy right now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If it's happening, the shit is going to hit the fan very soon. And, you know, we are kind of still, we have to have a country, even if the SHTF come. But, you know.
Well, we'll still have a country, but we want to get rid of a government. The government's the problem. You know, and the Constitution is supposed to protect us, but they ain't doing too good of a job. You know, my personal opinion.
Well, Ron, the not only is the government the problem, it's all these goddamn illegals that are coming into the country. Okay? That's the other problem. We got to get rid of both of them, okay, in order have a more prosperous country. Come on, think about it. Uh-huh. Remember what blowjob Clinton said. I can't wait to see a sea of brown.
Right, right, yeah.
What the fuck was he referring to?
That I don't know. Maybe it could be this, but that's not the whole point of that, man.
It is.
Yeah, I get it, Gunslinger. I know what you're saying, but look, man, here's the problem, though. These people that are coming over here, they're thinking they're coming to a better deal. You know what I mean? That's what they've been told. You know what I mean? They've been they've been told about this. So they ain't really the people. There's some of them fuckers saying they fucked this place. You know what I mean? So it ain't all of them. That's a fact. You know what I mean? But
they're so cheeky, too. And they're so cheeky, they want you to give in the food industry they work some SOPs and if they ask for the, tip ahead. And if you don't put the tips there, oh my gosh, your fucking food stinks, your fucking food is not cooked right and it's very cold. Come on, they're getting $20 an hour minimum, So what the heck, why we should put a tip for them? I mean, it's not the fucking restaurant. It's just fucking fast food. And the fast food sucks. I mean, they don't clean. And they're bringing us Alaska pox. They're bringing us diseased eggs. They bring us chicken pox. They bring us all form of diseases included. And then we are suffering as a nation. And then what happens here, everything is going crazy in every direction. World War III, we are also in the 70-80% of it right now. I mean, the economic collapse of United States, followed by the global martial law, is coming to United to all over the world, and many countries are already ahead on martial law. Iran is kind of pretty much martial law. I mean, other countries in South America, many other countries. So we can see the SHDF is coming, and just we all need to help each other and to stand together, and hopefully we can all make it through. Go ahead, sir.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's just going to depend. I don't know. They're running the ship, man. I mean, that's all I can say, but like I said, my whole main thing tonight, my whole topic, what blows my mind is there's no illegal immigrants in fucking California. I mean, there's some, I'm sure, but you just don't hear about it. That's the main thing. This has got me kind of fucking wondering. That's kind of a weird scenario. You wouldn't think that. You know what I mean? Then you got some, but they also have them in Colorado, too. Colorado, Denver's invaded by them, too, supposedly. You know,
again, the reason they're not having all that on the news from California is because they're welcoming them in. In Texas, we're turning them away. That makes news when the military gets involved, or the state guard, whatever you call them. Okay, yeah. When they start to build a base, you know, here in Texas, down there, they're starting construction on an 80-acre base. That's going to house all the state guard and everything. I think right. It's up to 1,200.
Right, but gunslinger. So my question is, why don't they put, if all these illegals are coming over here and they're okay to go to California, why aren't they going there?
That's a good question.
Right. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
The answer to that. Yeah.
You see what I mean? It don't make no sense, though, does it? In reality, it don't make no sense. I mean, why the fuck wouldn't he want to go to the promised land of fucking the fucking lights of Hollywood in Los Angeles? San Francisco, Detroit, you know what I'm saying? The home of Nancy Pelosi.
Absolutely.
Fuck, why wouldn't he want to go to California? The fucking ocean.
All right, God damn it. All right, I hear you.
Send them all to California. You know, some motherfucker named Jed did. Some motherfucker named Jed went to fucking Beverly Hills, didn't he? You know, he wrote a song about the motherfucker.
Fucking hey, leave us alone, okay? You guys can't handle it. Don't worry.
No, I want a full blown fucking attack on California.
I thought
like the Space Invaders game. I'm directly to California to take over and conquer.
Right. Well, I fucking thought this was Crazy Nation Radio, not Rip on California Night.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
My friend.
But they're coming to get you, Robbie. They're coming to get you, bro.
I see the little fucking Mike Watkins running around here every now and then, but I don't see a reflection of him. Now, I do see him at the laundromat. I'll see him driving around like in a 1989 Toyota Corolla, like eight of them stacked inside comfortably. And they walk out with something Nikes on and shit, you know.
Sweet.
My toilet's cleaned.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Can,
cool.
can I say something before we get
sure.
off?
Sure, good.
You know, we Iranian people will never forgive Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter sold Iran to Ayatollah. They brought them inside Iran, the Black Bear, Ayatollah, to Iran with Air France, free ride, plus all the journalists and many, many people protective of him, because Dr. Shapur Bakhtiar, the last prime minister of Iran, what he ordered F-5 to hit that Tehran. But what happened when they locked in the missile, they said, Dr. Shapur Bakhtiar, should we push or not? Then he changed his mind. He said, no, and come back to the base. But he landed in Iran, and he brought misery for thousands of millions of Iranians killed in Iran-Iraq war, and plus many people are still killed in Iran, hanged, or, the women are raped in Iran by Ayatollahs, and we are sick and tired of it. And Jimmy Carter did it. We never forgive him. We never forgive him. And, he brought the Shah of Iran outside the country, and told him, oh, yeah, we will take you back. But no, it wasn't that. It was bringing Ayatollahs back to the Iran. And now we see the world is suffering from Ayatollahs. And still they are friends with Ayatollah. Shame to the, you know, Obama. Shame to Biden. Shame to NATO. Shame to other ones that love Ayatollah. Ayatollah's other alternative left. Go ahead, please.
Well, that's understandable. You know, you just you remember there's a lot of players in the game when it comes down to it.
Right.
And they send each one on a fucking mission, whichever mission they want to send them on. That seems to be the issue. But I'm saying they all need to go to California. I mean, where else should they go? Everybody else has left California. Is there anybody left in California anymore? That's my question. I know Rob and Suzette, they must be the only people there. It's kind of like that Twilight Zone where that motherfucker was on that place and there was nobody around no more. Everybody was gone. You know?
Yeah, you're right. It's the Twilight Zone.
But, you know, man, I'm sorry about that, Robin.
Yeah, we just, we got all these books to read, but we lost our glasses.
I can see that. But I've seen this thing on Oakland, man. Wow. Oakland, California is just fucking gone.
Yeah, they closed an In-N-Out Burger up there.
A what?
In-N-Out Burger? You've heard of In-N-Out Burger. You've heard of In-N-Out Burger. Yeah, they closed that down up there.
And why the burger has to cost $20 in California? And why? I mean, you want to take your family before to the Burger King or take, you know, any of the fast food. You know, it would be like $10, $15 before. Now it's $70, $80. Come on. I mean, that's bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
And
you can't afford
them too. If you don't tip them, they would not even make you the fast food.
Well, hey, Rob. Rob, your minimum wage goes up in April, right? Is that correct?
I looked that up. It's not supposed to go until July. And
July?
It's supposed to be $16. Yeah, that's why I looked it up. $16 an hour, though. But there are the fast food places that are paying $20.
I heard it was
damn.
Really more than what that. Well, they're needing people.
If you can help, I looked it up. When you said $25, I was like, what?
That's what I heard.
That's fucking crazy. Okay.
That's what I heard.
Now,
minimum wage
is going to
hit 25 a fucking year, hour.
I could see that maybe another couple years, yeah. But right now, it's just goes $16 in July.
Wow. That still ain't a bad paycheck. You're talking, fuck, what?
But then again, you know, you're looking at it like a burger special at $12.99 now.
Yeah, or $18.99. Well, it's ain't a Big Mac will fit fucking $25 for sure that fucking place. Or some shit like that.
I heard
18?
About that. You said something about,
I think it was $18.
$18.99? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna happen.
Well we have Carl's Jr. here. We have Carl's Jr. and I think you guys have Hardee's.
We have one in the whole area that I know of.
Okay. All I know is in the Midwest from the East Coast, I think they're Hardee's, but here they're called Carl's Jr.'s. I was looking at the menu the other day, and I shit you not, for like a good-sized burger, just, you know, a fancy burger, fries, and a drink, was $21.99.
Holy fucking Jesus.
I was like, the sandwich itself was $17.99. And I was
God. You got to be kidding me. So you have to get an hour of labor to buy a fucking hamburger.
Exactly. It's two one-third patty burgers, though.
Damn.
Two one-third.
I don't
do
it, but one-third. Get it one-third.
I know.
Not one-quarter.
One-third.
One fucking third.
You're not wrong. My friend, Hey, you know what happened? This is a true story, by the way. You know, a police officer in New York went to the Burger King. You know, went to the Burger King, this police, and then he ordered, you know, ketchup no, maybe pickle no or something, and they didn't like that. And they give him a hamburger, which was left out for 17 days. And then he got very sick right after it. And then he had to go to emergency, and they keep asking him a lot of questions. Did you went any place to eat food, food poisoning, et cetera, et cetera. Finally, I guess she said, yeah, I just ate. I have the receipt. Here's the receipt. And I have eaten this Burger King. So what happened, he went, and finally they admit that they were pissed because these workers, they didn't like people. You know, when you go to any fast food, you say ketchup, no, pickles, no, or pickles, yes, you know, mustard, yes, right. No, etc. So they didn't like that. So they poisoned him. And then finally he sued Burger King and got $15 million. Mm-hmm. And so, you see, these things happen because what? Because these people are uneducated. They come here and they get paid more than the American citizens that work for 25 years in Cornflakes in Ohio. I mean, then what happens? The person who work in the cornflakes in Ohio, they get fired because they're making close to $16 an hour. And then after 6 months, cornflakes company called them and said, come on, back to work. But how much? For $5.50. Go start again from low wage. So you see why? Why they making high and they have to poison the police officer? Why? That's the crime against American citizens. I mean, yeah, they get a good job. $20. But then they rule. They want us to tip them or not tip them. And I went to one location, and the guy, you know, he was almost spitting. It's like that. I said, that means because they saw I didn't tip, so is my hamburger going to be his spit on it? Why? I mean, this kind of behavior is no. Because all of them, you know, they protect each other and they can do so. Next time I go, which I never go again, I cannot eat outside at all, my friends. I get sick, all this, because, you know, parasites is number one problem for the, you know, American citizens right now, because they eat food outside and they don't handle it right. And then you get parasites. And then, you know, then you have a lot of issues. And then until you go doctor, try to find it and give you Vermax, V-E-R-M-O-X usually. And then they take care of it. And also blood tests show that in your CBC. As well. But the bottom line is we are sick and tired of it. You know, we should not eat anymore outside because these people are in charge and I don't want to
fast food,
all of them.
Fast food, you should stay far a fucking way from it. I guarantee it. Anything outside. You're right. I agree with you on that because the thing is, you know, shrinkflation is a real fucking deal. I mean, you know, I did this the other day out of curiosity. I went to McDonald's and bought a Big Mac, and I pulled it apart. And I noticed how little them fucking patties are, and them motherfuckers, man. I mean, it's sad. It's yes. Fucking sad, you know, so.
It's sad. It's sad. It's more than sad, my
so.
You want to cry. I mean,
right. We looked at the McChicken a long time ago. The McChicken got shrunk about 4 or 5 years ago. They cut that motherfucker in half. But anyway.
Right.
But the thing is, McDonald's is a restaurant that tries to figure the best way to fuck you. That's what they
right.
do.
All of them.
You know, people are so ignorant to the fact of that. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
When they say buy one, get one fucking free, fuck the fuck you, what you're paying for that first one could buy 10 in reality. You know,
oh, yeah.
Game the real world. But, you know, it's like, my buddy of mine, went to Taco Bell, man. He goes, I got some food for everybody. I said, okay, what'd you get? He goes, I got 3 burrito supremes, 5 regular tacos, and a taco pizza for myself. And I said, what's the problem? He goes, it cost me $45 fucking dollars.
Exactly.
I said, what? I said, in Branson, fucking Missouri? In Branson, fucking Missouri, $45.
Wow.
I kid you fucking not. 3 burrito supremes, 5 regular tacos. I said, what's the price of a regular fucking taco now? He goes, I don't know. I didn't pay attention. I just fucking ran my mouth. I didn't pay attention to the price. Didn't give a fuck. I said, well, you know, now it makes you think, though, don't it? He said, yeah, it does. I'll look the board next time for real. Fuck. I'll make them fuckers wait till I figure it out. Said, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Here's a good question that I got for both of you. Down here, there's a Whataburger just right down the service road. Okay,
yeah,
go there.
We got one in Ozark now.
I can get a triple Whataburger with every fucking thing on it. I mean every fucking thing on it. Large fries, large drink, $10.40.
What?
Plus cheese.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I eat half of it and save half of it for the next day. At Whataburger. Yeah, no shit. Just half a mile down the service road here.
I don't know what happens. I think it's more like $12 here, Gunn. I don't know. You probably have more locations. We only got one location, period, in this part of Missouri.
Ron, there in Branson, that Taco Bell, I bet they really think that's real Mexican food too, huh?
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, they do.
That's how Mexican food is, yeah.
Yeah, right. You know, but I got a friend of mine who has a taco. He's Mexican, and he's got a street taco cart, you know, thing, you know.
Oh, really?
His tacos are the fucking bomb, man. It's just bad shit, you know.
I bet, because the beef that he has to buy there is real beef. Where here, you got to be careful about those things.
Yeah.
That sucks. And they're closing those guys down big time around here. They're starting to, like, pop up on corners on Saturday night, and the city comes by and kicks them off.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like my food trailer. You know, what I do, it's expensive. I mean, it costs a lot of money to get into what I do. But, you know, it started out as a fucking just a regular just fucking deal, man. And then next thing you know, I graduated from the back of my pickup truck to a fucking 20-foot trailer, 16-foot trailer. Now I actually have a remote hot dog cart with a cooker on it to cook everything. You cook everything it can cook the same amount, same shit that trailer cooks on that little cart. It's a cart, but it's also, it's a trailer.
Do you have to have a license for that? To sell that?
Yep.
Yep, you do. Okay.
Yep. Matter of fact, in the state of Missouri, you got to have a health permit any fucking town you work in, and some of them you have to have a business license.
Yeah, okay.
But I have a state license that where I can go anywhere. You know, which costs a lot of money for that thing, okay? You know, for permission from the master to let me do that. But anyway, any county you go in, you got to be health certified. And it's funny, the price to get certified is fucking, it's like in Branson, it's $500. Okay?
$500.
$500, but like Wright County, it's like fucking $10. You know, it just depends. Some are 20, some 25, some 100, some 150. It just depends. How much money they want to fuck you out of so you can sell shit in their fucking town or county? I'm serious, man. I mean, I know people do this shit for a living. I mean, they do this all year long. You know what I mean? They do it all fucking year long, and they tell you it's bullshit. They got to get a help from the county and a license in the city they're in. You know?
Well, you got to realize that when you're dealing with food and people consume food,
uh-huh.
You don't want people dropping dead from food poisoning, right?
That's why you have insurance. That's why you have insurance.
Well, I wouldn't want to be dropping dead and then, oops, so good, so much for that insurance, I'm dead. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't want nobody dropping dead either, but I want them to stay alive to keep buying my food. I don't want to fuck it up. You know, that's the whole incentive of doing it.
Saying is that That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is there should be some regulations on food preparations. I mean,
man, there is. There is.
Exactly.
But here's the deal. Once that fucking inspector's gone, you don't know what fucking people are doing.
Well,
you have no idea.
But, you know, shit. Generally, you know, generally.
That's
damn.
What you think. You might think that's what the deal is. But that, right. Not necessarily.
Yeah,
not saying
you
we do anything wrong. We don't do that. We don't fuck around. We don't do that kind of shit. But I'm saying is, you know, like I had a sink, a pump went out my fucking sink. Well, fuck, I should have shut down. But I didn't. We kept growing. We brought jugs of water in, you know, to keep, you know, we'll wash our hands and shit. You know, we kept
right.
going. But, you know, shit happens like that. But anyway, but that's just something. You got to have hot water in your trailer. You know, even if you have a cart outside, cart, any type of thing, you have to have water, washable water. You know, and you got to have, some type of way to clean your tools or your shit. It's a fucked up line. You got to have 3-bay sink and a single for hand washing. You have to have 4-bay sink.
Absolutely. Every customer is a health inspector.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah,
I never had a complaint, really. I don't think I ever really had anybody's bought from me. You know, maybe want more pickles or want tomato or whatever, or I missed that, you know, but never, I don't think I've ever had any complaints. Not that I can think of, you know. I might have given the wrong order or something, maybe. That's happened before. Gave somebody else a
shit. Well, remember I told you about that Golden Corral over there that I go to. You know, I turned them some bitches into the health department.
Right.
Okay, because the guy pissed me off. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that cost him a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, tell you. Well, yeah. They cost him a lot of money.
They come out inspectors. They're coming to fuck you.
Oh, yeah. They sent the inspectors out there 50 times.
Well, you know, like me, when I went to get my health license and shit like that, before I even had my health license, I was doing auctions. I did the sheriff's fucking auction at his house or his dad's house. And he was there. Most every motherfucker in the county was there. I'm sure health inspectors were there, too. Nobody even looked at the trailer. Didn't even look at it. They were crowding up for the food, but nobody said a fucking word to me. So that's kind of cool, you know. Good thing to know people, isn't it? But anyway, but I had to get legal because I did that Wilder Day thing. I'm going to do it again this year.
My friend, so I want just to say, fuck Ayatollah. Fuck all this Islamic law in Iran. People of Iran don't want Islam anymore. People of Iran want Christianity back. And in one chance, when Iran becomes free, there will be 70 million Christians for sure. They will go back because people of Iran are tired of Islam and Muhammad. They don't like Muhammad anymore. They don't like Islam.
Right.
They don't like Shiaism. They don't like Ali, Hassan, Hussein, and bullshit. For example, for Hussein, they come and beat their chest with the rod, with their chain, etc. We don't want that. We want humanity back. And people
Be
Iran,
normal.
We'll
just
go
be
back
fucking
to Christianity.
Normal. Right, just be fucking normal. It's real easy.
Right.
It ain't that difficult to be normal. But it ain't, you know. You make it more complicated when you're not normal. That's the other sad part about it all, you know. It's crazy.
And people in Iran are pissed. They don't want Ayatollah. They have 44 years of hostages in Iran because Iranians are hostages of Ayatollah, and they have to get free. This freedom has the price, you know. But still, it has to be helped by United States and Israel and other countries, NATO, to get rid of IRGC, and the rest, Iranian people, will take care of the rest for the USA and et cetera. And once the freedom come back, oh my God, the majority will change their religion from Islam to Christianity. And it's a form of Christianity. I don't know, maybe Catholic, Protestant, whatever they want. But it's up to them. But they will be a Christian nation, Iran. And once more, peace will come to that part of the world. But I don't know about other parts of the world, but at least that part would be good for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. That'd be super. But, you know, it just depends. It just depends on how the big heads want it. You know, the big head fuckers do this, man. It's the political world. It's the ruling class type shit. You know, the little people don't mean nothing to these people. They don't care. You just got to get the right people in there to do the right fucking job to get rid of them kind of people. But, you know, it just don't happen. It takes a fucking big country or a fucking army to put the fear in these motherfuckers to make them move. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's sad, but it's true.
I mean, yeah,
but nobody cares.
Yeah,
only thing people care about. Only thing people care about is the game. They worry about getting the game. In other words, they want more. They want more. They want more. They want more. That is a normal animal instinct. We're always on the fucking hunt. We're like cats. We're always on the hunt for more and better, more and better. And why wouldn't you? Ain't that the cycle of life? More and better. I mean, that's what I look at it. I like to live a better life. I like to have more shit. You know what I mean? That would be the normal thing.
Hey,
but you got to remember, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, while I'm thinking about it, if you go on YouTube and look up a YouTuber called Donut Hole. Donut Hole, just like a donut, okay?
Yeah.
And they were showing a shooting of this black guy had took this woman hostage, right, in a hallway. And there's two doors, you know, they were both locked. There's two cops, and this was being viewed through the body cam or the chest cam or whatever, one of the cops. This guy was holding a machete. You know what a machete is? To her throat. Okay. It was huddled down on the ground. And this one cop, the cop on the right, pulled his gun, fired 3 times, and shot that motherfucker. Deader than hell. It was in a pool of blood. I mean, it was. Oh, man.
When I type in donut hole, that's all I get is donut hole.
Yeah, well, he got a donut hole, all right. One in the head, too. And they showed him, you know, pulling the guy off, there's a pool of blood on the ground and everything. Oh, God, it's gross. But that's how crazy people are getting to do that kind of shit. It's insane.
Yeah, well. Years ago, I had a video. It was some fucking terrorist group, and the motherfucker was looking at, he was cleaning, fucking with his gun, he looked down a barrel, blew his brains out. Did you see that? Remember that one?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
The only thing I've seen is donut holes out of fucking donuts.
There's a big problem. Also, there's a big problem, my friends. You know, there's so much, you know, people from other parts of the Islamic world has come that, you know, for example, in London, I mean, they said that if you guys don't stop Gaza, etc., we will make a hell out of London. Why this should happen? I mean, this should not be happening. We should let good, kind, love people come to this country with a good, high security position. I mean, right now we have F-35. We have Iranian pilots that bombed here in the United States. They are called Eagles, and they know exactly how to go to the mission that they have exercised. And, you know, they give their life for the country of the United States. So we have a lot of good people here. We should not forget. But at some of them, you know, they may be bad, but or Palestinian or et cetera, bad, but it's not, we should not account for everybody, you know. But we love, we have, you know, Iranian in the army, U.S. Army. We have in the pilot, Navy, Air Force, everywhere. Yep. So, you know. So we have few bad apples, then they cause them bad things for everybody. You know, like in London, they say, oh, we are coming to make a hell for London. No, it's not good. It not should be like that. But, well, you know, again, many, we have, you know, very good people everywhere. But the question is, just few ones make a bad name for the rest. Go ahead, please.
That's it. That's what they're doing. Hey, but hey, I want you to check this clip out. Yeah. Go ahead.
Not Ron's donut operator.
Yeah. What, Rob?
Donut operator.
Donut operator.
Hey, did you
hear, yeah.
Donut operator. Yeah. But did you hear the latest one in Florida? Now this will really blow your fucking mind. Two deputies, sheriff deputies, okay, had this one black guy in custody, just sitting in the back of the patrol SUV, right? No charges yet, okay? This one cop shows on his video, on his chest cam, he starts to walk by this patrol vehicle. A nut falls from the tree and lands on the top of his patrol vehicle.
Oh,
he freaks out.
Is it donut operator sovereign citizen?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And he starts emptying his gun into that fucking cop car with the guy in it. And his partner comes over there running, a sergeant woman, and starts emptying her gun into it. Nobody was shot. Miracle.
Only shot. You thought that guy got shot, though, that cop, because he was all belly aching on the ground? And I thought she shot him. And I was like, oh, right on. She knows his own dude.
I mean, can you believe that? Okay. It's sitting in the back of the car, and all of a sudden, you're invaded by a hell of bullets. He emptied one clip out, started to reload with another one, while his partner was over there popping through the window. Holy Toledo, crazy motherfuckers, let me tell you.
Well, there's one that's not his, but maybe he might have done one with the girl that got pulled in the cop car, and they put her in the back of it in a SUV, and they left the car on the tracks, and the train came and hit the car and took her out, but she lived.
Yeah.
That's why it bothers me so much that when we give this...
Sorry about that.
Yeah, she's handcuffed inside.
Huh.
She's had a couple of broken ribs and femur and stuff like that. Yeah, he's got good stuff.
Yeah.
If I can find it here.
One of the best ones I think he had is when they went to this guy's trailer and he had put himself underneath the bed. He was trying to hide from him. And they all looked around and one of the cops, two of them go inside. And one of the cops decided to open up the bed and they see him right there and the guy has a gun. And he starts shooting. Well, they put the mattress down. He didn't get the cops yet. One runs out of the trailer, and the other one's a chick. She stays inside, right? Well, then they start shooting at the mattress. While the guy's outside. One of the cops is outside the trailer. He shoots, and she's shooting. Well, the thing is, she could have shot him outside the trailer. They end up wasting the dude that was underneath the bed. But inside, just a regular trailer. Yeah, the crossfire that was happening was crazy. I'm trying to find that one right now.
So, my friend.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that one that I'm talking about here. It should be fuck.
So, beloved friends, I must go try to sleep. And we appreciate you, Ron. We appreciate my friend from the other side, Mississippi area. I mean, I forgot his name. Robert, and the other gentleman. What's his name?
Yeah. Oh, God. Donnie?
It starts with the D.
Donnie C.
Yeah, Donnie. Yeah. Uh-huh. Donnie, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And peace shall come again. But we have to get rid of Ayatollah number one. And Ayatollah must go. And whoever does it first would be the next president of the United States.
All right.
Thank you very
much.
You go. Have a good one.
All right, brother. Thanks. Appreciate coming. All right. We'll see you later.
You're welcome.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Ron, here's that clip right there in the chat room. Check this out. There you go right there. Now, this is triggered by an acorn dropping from the tree onto the roof of his patrol vehicle. Look at the shootout. And the guy's in handcuffs in the vehicle while all these bullets are coming through the window. Are you telling me these son of bitches ain't crazy? Yeah, right.
You know, Glenn, okay. I watched that one, not on his show, but on another channel, another subscriber, I guess you'd say. And they did the from the beginning where the sergeant, she's talking to these two girls about the guy taking the girl's car. Then he shows up, and they start, you know, giving him the razzmatazz and everything. And then they end up taking him to the cop car, which they didn't show. They didn't show him go inside there. And all of a sudden, you hear that cop start screaming. And the chick, it's all on her her body cam. And then she's, like, freaking out. And then she just starts unloading on the car down the street. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And the one cop, he's rolling around on the ground, getting behind another car. And he starts, she's like, going, are you okay? Are you okay? And he finally says something. But he thought he got shot.
Yeah, look at that clip. Front of the chat room there. You're going, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. Jesus Christ. They need to send him back for retraining for about 10 years.
He resigned. The guy resigned. That deputy.
Yeah, he resigned, yeah. He should be brought up on charges. You know, if that would have been one of us out here doing something like that, they'd have us in prison. Okay, literally. All kinds of charges.
Yep. Yeah, he had a team to show down.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I didn't see Donut video. I haven't watched it yet, but I did see the video, and he claimed he was hollering that he'd been shot. Also,
yeah, no shit, crazy. And when he yells for his supervisor, she comes over there and starts popping rounds into the driver's side window. I wonder if they didn't kill that motherfucker.
I know. I don't even think they hit the car.
Yeah, but you know, it's that's what amazes me is that neither cop hit the suspect inside the car that they were shooting at.
Yeah, no shit.
With three magazines.
Right. But I thought they were going after somebody in the park. Because I'm like watching them. Who are they shooting at? And then you see the cop rolling around on the ground. And then I'm like, oh, he got shot.
And both of them shooting, you know, semi-automatic handguns. And that guy didn't get shot one time. Not even a scratch on him. Jeez, wow.
Ain't that crazy? That's just fucking nuts.
That's crazy.
I bet you there is one thing though. I bet you that guy had to go take a shower and find some new pants.
You know,
I bet
it,
he did
you know
too.
It.
Yeah.
He had some pretty baggy pants, so he just filled them up pretty good.
Yeah, it make poopy pants look heavy or wide or whatever.
Right, right.
Yeah. If I was that dude back here, I'd sue them motherfuckers for every
goddamn
pity.
I'm sure he fucking is.
I'd be a billionaire.
Big time. Oh, yeah, they're fucked. They know it.
They're fucked.
The cops should be charged. I don't care about training.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's attempted murder, motherfucker. The other cop shot into, that's involuntary manslaughter. That motherfucker would have died. You know what I mean? It's still attempt. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
And these people are supposed to be professionally trained.
Yeah, well, they're
these
not.
These people are supposed to be.
Well, they take a nine-week course. Six-week, nine-week course.
I got more training in my big left fucking nut than I got than these sumbitches ever have in their whole entire life. Okay? Doing some stupid shit like that. Triggering over, you see it. If you slow it down, you could see the nut come down and hit the top of the vehicle. And then he freaks out. Crazy.
Well, you guys hear about that court case where that guy jumps over to the judge and tries to get to the judge? Jumps over his desk? Yeah, you know, they want to charge him with attempted murder. You think that's warranted for that?
don't know.
I mean, he got her. He was able to do some damage to her psychologically, and I guess she had her hair pulled or something like that. But they want to charge him with attempted murder. Well, maybe you want to give her a hug.
I fix my erection problem easy and fast. Well, I should do that too. These sponsors they put on fucking YouTube anymore cracks me the fuck up. God, that's exactly what it says though. I fix my erection problem easy and fast. So could I, because the chick was naked. That's all it took for me, bro. My problem is over. Just get to it. Another.
Well, they got the same thing on Facebook. Advertised like smooth balls. Here's your cream for having smooth balls and shave. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I like my balls kind of rocky, like they look. Give them that rugged look. You know what I mean?
That rugged look, that John Wayne look. Yeah, there you go.
Former President Trump responds angrily to New York civil fraud trial. Corey, fuck is Houston. Oh shit, I'm getting fucking tired.
It's 137 here.
You guys know what the difference between a rectal thermometer to a oil thermometer?
Yeah, I do. What's that, Rob? For one's for the anal and one's for the mouth.
Right, well, it's the taste.
Yeah. Just the taste, okay. I have to remember that. That's good. The taste.
That's good.
God. only on my fucked up show. It can only be that way. Well, boys, I think I'm going to blow this can.
Rodney Dangerfield told that joke, and I was laughing so hard, and she said it was rolling.
Really? Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't know that. Fuck, I know a lot of Rodney's jokes. Yeah, he was funny. I love Rodney Dangerfield. He was just fucking absolutely hilarious. He was good. But anyway, I'm going to get out of here, dudes, and pass the fuck out. Tomorrow's Sunday, or today's school, or church, fuck. We'll do a church show late tonight. Fuck it. Let's do it. After,
I get your sermon.
After Laurie Ann's gig, I'll be there. So, all right, guys. I will see y'all later. I'm going to throw this song up now. See you later. Laurie Ann, Garth.
Night.
All right.